Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's time for another edition, Ren and Stimpy edition of the one and only D1 Ignorant University podcast. I'm your host with the most Eden's host, Jay Brown, coming to you semi-live from, you guessed it, wherever the hell I feel like it. Because, again, I can do that. We got a very interesting show for you today. I know you missed us a little bit over Black History Month, but when was the last time Black people was on time? Exactly. Shut your mouth. I don't care what you got to say. So we have an interesting show for you today. We can call it the S&S Skittle and Sour show today because we got two S's with us. We're going to start off with a long lost friend. You haven't seen him in a while because he got banned from my life after what his Jaguars did to me in the playoffs. We don't need to speak on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lance Skillet Morris, what's good?
Hey, first thing I got to say is, Duba. But hey, it's good to be back. Miss y'all. Let's get it started.
I hate this human being with every ounce.
And I love you too. Life. I love the Chargers, 27-0.
Mwah. Blake Bortles was your quarterback for a decade. Just remember that. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know him. He's a constant on the show. He's an unofficial member of the Ignite Squad. In case you don't know, you better go ask somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Scully, what's good?
Yes, sir. What's up, everybody? What is happening? I know it's been a minute, but you know, we run on CP time because we are niggas. We don't defy stereotypes around here. But I'm here to let y'all know that much like Jalen Carter, I am here to just go all outside of the lane. You know, I'm just out here ready to just swerve in and out. I'm here with it, bro. We are here, ready to go. And also, yeah, shout out to everybody. You know, it's about the niggas here.
Why we gotta be out the lane for... I hate niggas. He threw me off my train of thought. I really don't have words after the things that just said that came out of this man's mouth. So y'all ready to just start the show? Let's just get this thing rolling.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Don't. In case you've been living under a rock for the last 48 hours, whatever time zone that you live in, you may have missed Dame Lillard basically just say, fuck it, I got this, and drop 71 points. That's 7-1. I don't know the Spanish. We won't get it in Spanish right now. 71 points. And more
important. I'm sorry. My bad.
I've never felt so much hatred for a different person right now.
Hey, I was saying that in my head, but I was like, look, I'm going to say it out loud. I rocks with it.
Look, y'all in Texas, y'all should know it better than me.
I only know the 80s, man. Ochenta.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know the 80s.
I only know 20s. 20.
21, 22.
23.
I can only count up to 100, though. Anything after that is you got that.
1,000 is mil. So, like, the year would be 2023.
Whoa. Y'all just threw me for a loop. 100 is a mil?
No, 1,000 is mil.
1,000 is a mil.
Yeah. 100 is CN.
100 is CN.
Hey, man. Spanish 101. Never learned it.
Hey, you know, this is what happens when you fuck with the Texas boys. Hey, what they say? What you know about the Texas boys?
Facts. And them Spanish classes set you up because they don't speak like that in real life. I went to DR and didn't like shit.
Bro, they don't speak like that at all.
They don't speak like that at all.
Spanish out here, man. It is not formal. They be looking at us weird.
It is you not. Never speak it,
like, they look at you upside your head like, hey, man. What?
And then all the dialects are different. Like Dominican niggas act like.
Talk to me normal.
See, what I'm really mad about Spanish, what they didn't teach you is every different Spanish country got their different speed of Spanish. Because, boy, Mexican Spanish is nowhere near as fast as Dominican Spanish, and Dominican Spanish ain't got shit on Puerto Rican Spanish. Those might as well be different languages as fast as they talk. I just...
It's ridiculous. And then the other thing, they don't account for, like, Spanish slang, obviously. Like, you know, I never learned que lo que. That was never taught to me until I got down there, and it was like, que lo que. It's basically like, yo, what's up, boy?
Yeah,
you know, see, I fucks with it, though.
The closest we got to what's up was que tal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I got an hola que tal. My teacher literally said, that's like, hey, what's up? That is not hey, what's up.
Nah. That is literally the words, hey, what up? That's not like, what's up? That's
not how you do that.
What up then? What up then?
What up, though? Look, I just know for anyone who takes Spanish in college, cheat.
Man, fuck that. If you in college, cheat. Say, fuck it all. Cheat.
No.
But then tell me you find things that you learned in your freshman year of college in your life right now.
I did. I took actual classes. But
you took college algebra and you still applying that in your life right now?
Hell no. No. Fuck no. Math in general.
College
no,
stats.
That's the one thing. That's the one thing. Everything else in college, like, spreadsheets, we use that a lot at work. You know, I learned how to use Excel.
I'll let you slide with that because at the end of the day, on the job training is real, so they will teach you your job.
Exactly. Oh, now, sophomore year on, I learned everything. Like, sophomore year was all about history and all that stuff. But yeah, speaking of history, Dame Lillard.
And that's how you transition to a show. By the way, you can catch my man, Captain Scully, on his show called The Play-by-Play Analysis, in case you don't know, which I am a constant guest on anyway. But that's not the point here. Dame dropped 71, and more importantly, this man dropped it on 13 of 22 shooting. In case y'all don't know, for your math challenge, folks, that's 59%. The nigga didn't miss. I couldn't even do that on 2K if I tried.
Oh, and by the way, he scored in 39 minutes. 71 points in 39 minutes.
That nigga, he just sat there and said, hey, fuck it. I ball. I got the ball. It's going up. Fuck it.
It's different.
We're going deep.
When Donovan Mitchell did it, it was in 50 minutes. So it's like, you better get 70. This one.
That's crazy.
I think the craziest thing about Dame doing it is when you look at Dame, Dame is standing at six. He's listed at 6'2". I don't really think he's 6'2".
He's a good 6 foot.
He might be 6 foot in his hooping shoes.
I thought he was 6'3", but
he's listed at 6'2", whatever. But when you look at Dame, is Dame overly muscular and strong looking?
Nope.
Nah. Mm-mm. Is Dame jumping over folks and dunking on people? Nah. Nah, really. He got a dunk this game, but it looked like he tried with all his might to do it. So he's not a super mega athlete. He don't really blow by people. He's not Allen Iverson super mega fast.
He's one of the greatest shooters of his generation.
But when you can let that thing fly.
That boy said, let that chopper fly loose.
So let me hear. So Dame said something about him, though, that I agree with. I just want to see what the rest of y'all say.
All right.
So he gives Steph his props. He says Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. There's really no debating that. If you do, that's called you a hater. You just don't like light-skinned niggas. And I'll let Captain Scully deal with that himself. So he said, but number two is me.
Oh, over Ray? Okay.
It's a couple of people I'd put over Ray, actually. I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on now. Whoa, relax.
It's only two. Okay, let me take that back. It's only like two people I'd put over Ray right now, and that is Dave, and I'd probably put Harden over him too.
Harden?
Just as a shooter.
As a pure stroke shooter?
No.
Are we gonna forget Prime Harden?
Are we gonna forget that Ray Allen shot with 0.01 second left on the clock in the corner of a three and barely took the ball?
I'm just saying, Harden is up there,
Harden,
too.
Harden wish he could do that.
But I would say Harden is a much better scorer and
overall. I think he's a better player. Yeah, Harden's better than Ray Allen, but shooting, nah.
Oh yeah, shooting, no. Okay.
So here's what I mean. Some people will throw out the Ray Allen argument, and it's a valid argument. And people will say Clay, and Clay is also a valid argument. So I bring it up from what Dame said because of this. Ray Allen got to play with Hall of Famers to make his life easier multiple times. Does he not? Okay. Did he not?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, Steph did too.
And Steph currently plays with multiple Hall of Famers. Right. The best player that Dame has ever seen the floor with is CJ McCollum. And that's no knock to CJ McCollum, but CJ McCollum is nowhere near the caliber of guys that Steph currently is playing with. And that Ray has played with. Ray played with LeBron in, you, I guess you could call it his prime, just depending on how you want to put it.
What you mean, I guess? No, that nigga was in his prime. Miami LeBron was disgusting.
I mean, it was his prime, but that Cavs, that's where I would say.
You can say the last few years in Cleveland the first time.
Right.
Okay, I'll say Miami was Bron's athletic prime. But Cleveland was like
that all around prime, like that. Like, you know how they have prime Kane, like the one Kane.
That was Kane the Conqueror.
Second time around Cavs. That
Kane the Conqueror in Cleveland. Like he
saw, he conquered.
That was the best version of Brown, but like athletically speaking, Miami was his prime.
Yes, athletically speaking, yeah. So I'm just saying, and then when you look at the rate of difficulty, because there's no one else really offensively on Dame's team who can draw the double team, or hell, you have to say, hey, we may have to leave him open. And not to mention, you could say Steph is the best shooter overall. Dame is the best deep.
I was about to say, there's a difference, and I'm glad you said that, because I was just about to bring that up. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter we've ever seen. But Damian Lillard is the best from the logo back shooter we've ever seen in our lives.
Now, I will say that for a good year in 2016, Steph was pulling up from everywhere. That nigga was pulling up from the parking lot.
Steph does, but Steph don't do it on the regular like Dame does.
Didn't Dame pull up beyond half court in the All-Star game?
I mean, Steph got a double bang in a game.
Yes, he did. But my thing is this. The consistency that Dame hits those versus that Steph shoots those. Hey,
I'll give it.
Steph's the greatest shooter we've ever seen. And that's hands down, bar none. Like, I promise you that. But yeah. Dame, hey, from that logo, they call him Logo Lillard for a reason. That logo hat.
And that's money. And part of it is personally because he got to shoot from that bitch, mainly because. Hey, if I get clogged up in this lane trying to go to it, I don't know if my teammates can help me out. Steph has multiple options. Like they have to account for Clay in the corner. They have to account for Clay anywhere because he can let that bitch go.
Yeah, Clay let that chopper sink.
And while we're giving credit to 3-point shooters, Steph. Greatest overall shooter of all time.
Agreed.
Dame, the greatest deep shooter of all time.
Agreed.
Clay, the greatest catch and shoot guy of all time. Because y'all hear me say it all the time. Clay dribbles like a Republican. Every time Clay take more than two dribbles, I'm like, Clay, talked about this. Your job is catch and at absolute most, pump fake, sidestep, shoot. That is what you do.
Right.
Would you take him over Reggie Miller as a catch and shoot?
Yes, simply because Reggie Miller was a good athlete in his day and his dribble drive game was really good.
I mean, Clay's is okay, but I agree with you. Like, he doesn't have, like, no finesse. No, he has no wiggle. He is just a catch and shoot. That is the definition of catch and shoot.
Every time Clay goes coast to coast, the crowd erupts because, like, damn, he only do this 10 times a year.
See, Clay, white men everywhere are upset with Clay because, you know, that used to be their thing. You know, JJ Redick, you know, Mike Dunleavy, I'm trying to name all the white boys that are Kyle Singer. No, actually, he wasn't really a shooter.
No, but like, no, you're thinking Kyle Korver.
Korver, that's what it was. Yeah,
Kyle Korver, Mike Miller.
Mike Miller. Yeah, I'm like, and now here comes this light-skinned Negro that comes in here and takes what we have left. You know, y'all already got the athleticism. This is what they're thinking, I'm guessing. Y'all already got. You know what else, too? You know what else about Dame in this performance? We have to acknowledge that it was against the Houston Rockets. And it seems like every damn body is setting personal records against the Houston Rockets.
At this point, I feel like I can go get 20 on the Rockets.
The way that they hooping right now,
I feel like
it's 20. I mean, every single time we look up, like Giannis had 58 against them or whatever, something crazy. Like, we seen the video that's going viral now. Josh Okogie basically snatched Jalen Green up like he was the son. What is going on in Houston, bro? They were in the Western Conference Finals like 5 years ago, bro.
You know what Houston's downfall was? Houston's downfall was when they fandom tried to attack me on Twitter. They was talking all that shit because I said James Harden wouldn't be a good fit in Miami and da-da-da-da. And then we got swept in the first round by the Bucks. And then they just came after me. And I'm like, I don't know why a team in the lottery really trying to talk to me. We got beat by the greatest player on the planet and the eventual champions. Y'all were in the lottery.
And we're going to win it again this year. We're going to win it again this year.
I'm going to let you have it because y'all got saved by the bell. But at the same time, I will agree. Like, I think Houston's downfall was when John Wall, after CP3, after the whole CP3 experiment went down, I think that was it. Honestly, I said John Wall, but I meant CP3. But yeah,
there was a middle ground when Westbrook was there, and I think that's kind of the beginning.
That was definitely the beginning of the end. It wasn't a horrible thing. It wasn't a horrible on the court, but it was just the fact if both of them don't have the ball, they both useless. So I don't know why we even trying this. There's no point. And then you see they shipped him off after a year. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know where we at with who's the greatest shooter and Dame and all these other things. And the man dropped 71. Give him his props. If you don't like what we got to say, fuck it. Let us know on the gram. Let us know on the Twitter sphere. And we can get back to you and see what we got. But we moving on to a round of Cue the Music. I actually have a music soundtrack I was going to play it in afterwards. But that works too. So we have Black Jeopardy going on, because in case you thought that Black History Month was over, you ain't never talked to me. So we did the math before the show. Yes, we did, Lance. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
we barely. We did the math before the show. Jay Brown, I start Black History Month on January 30th, and I don't end it until March 1st. And guess what? March 1st is where we're recording this podcast. Thus, Black History Month is for 30 days.
January has 30 days. Leap year.
That's what I was thinking. We don't count leap year. And that's February.
January definitely has 31 days, but yeah.
You shut your whore mouth. As you see, they didn't do good math.
I propose moving Black History Month to June. I keep on saying this. I'm going to say it every time I get a chance to.
You know what? You got a very good point with that.
Juneteenth.
You got a very good point with that point right there.
The weather's better. Give niggas a reason to cook, to hit the grill.
Celebrate. We give the white folks a reason to barbecue on July 4th. Like, why can't we celebrate ours in June?
Exactly. They barbecue us.
January does have 31 days. Yeah. So to begin with Black Jeopardy, we are going to have, we can't flip a coin for various reasons. So we're going to make this as fair as possible. So, I'm going to think of a number between 1 and 20. And both of you have to guess it. And that will decide who goes first. My number is locked in. Captain Scully, what is your guess?
15.
You tripping. It's always 5. The answer is not 5. No, it's 18. So, shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, the 5 is too predictable. Yes, the number 99.99% of the time is 5.
Hey, I thought I had a smooth breakaway layup.
Seems like a
smooth layup, too.
And then LeBron.
No. Hitting that shit.
So, Captain Scully, the categories are sports, Negroes in history and black movies. Your category, your dollar values are 200, 400, and 1,000 because we don't have that kind of time. So, sports, Negroes in history, or black movies for 200, 400, or 1,000?
Negroes in history for 400.
Negroes in history for 400. What is Urkel's real name?
Okay, that's it. Okay. Jaleel White.
That's correct. It is Jaleel White.
You know?
Scully.
Or Steve, too.
Yeah, I was about to say Steve. I ain't gonna
or Stephon. Stephon.
You would have got extra points if you said Stephon. So you are at 400, Captain Scully. All right. Sports, Negroes in history, black movies.
Oh, it's me again. I'd say. Sports for 1,000.
Guess which athlete said these phrases. They say turn the other cheek in the Bible. I ain't in there.
That was Shannon Sharp.
Hey, Shannon was a fool for that one.
I had another quote, so I don't even need to say it, but hey, you got it.
You know, I got a repeat quote from one of my favorite athletes, I'm going to tell you.
And you know, in Ignite Jeopardy, you can only go three times in a row, by the way.
I was about to say, because, hey, at three the rate that he's going, he's going to wipe the board. He will.
I'm going to just tell you, a wise athlete once said, I didn't know she was 13.
There was one athlete who said that.
At least he wasn't that wise, but.
Oh, if it came from Scully, you know exactly who it is.
Exactly.
So, sports, Negroes in history of black movies.
I'm going to go black movies for 400. Because, you know, we got to do all three. So, yeah, black movies for 400.
Black movies for 400. Booby Miles wore what number?
Damn! Yo, I really gotta remember that. Put Booby in, Coach. What did he wear? What?
Booby. You wanna win, put Booby in.
If you wanna win, put Booby in.
What number? Was it six?
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it. What was it?
Lance, you are now up on the board.
Ain't that?
Was it 20? See, I haven't seen that movie in forever, bro. I'm mad. I should know that.
Booby is 20 or 4.
No.
He's not.
I was going to allow you to pick your category.
Oh. But I still got it wrong.
Still got it wrong. But I'll let you live. I'll let you pick your category.
Let me get sports for 200.
So let me mark out what's taken. So you said sports for 200. The first male athlete to make braids cool.
I want to say it's AI.
That is a correct answer. Is Allen Iverson?
Yeah. I was like, he's the only one. I was really going to lean towards Ben Wallace, but like Ben Wallace.
He had a fro, though. He was more popular for the fro. That was the thing.
He's definitely like, more popular for with the fro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Allen Iverson.
What's the other one? Rashid.
Rashid did not have hairs. Rashid had a fade.
Yeah, and he was catching fades, too. He was handing them out.
Lance, you have Negroes in history for 200 left. Black movies for 200 left. Sports for 400 left. There is still black movies for 400 left. Negroes in history for 4,000 and black movies for 1,000.
I'm going to embarrass myself, but black movies for 1,000.
Ah. So, black movies for 1,000. You have hit the daily challenge. So, the daily challenge is, Scully, you do get a chance to steal this one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets to participate at the same time. So here is your daily double challenge. What is Jamal's favorite movie?
Friday Night Lights.
No.
See, I mean,
because you did that, you done fucked up. Okay. You ain't let me explain. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you have ignorant Negroes on your show. So each person gets three guesses. Now Captain Scully gets two. And you get to ask me two questions to figure out Jamal's favorite movie.
Does it have to do with whales?
No. Now you have one question left.
Does it have to do with sports?
Yes. Out of questions, you have three guesses.
All right. So
is it Remember the Titans?
I was just about to say that.
Captain Scully, again, you don't wait for your damn turn and you have lost 1,000 points.
I was just about to say it's either remember.
That was one of my questions.
It was did Joe go?
They said still.
Hey. What if you ever I was going to guess Remember the Titans anyway. That was literally going to be the first one. I was going to go Remember the Titans. I was going to go Friday Night Lights. And then I was going to go Longest Yard. I was going to go straight up those three.
So just because I'm an ass and I like to have fun and torture y'all, Lance, you get no points for that one. But Scully does lose 1,000.
Hey, that's good. That put me back in the game.
Oh, yeah. So now, Lance, you are only down for 200 points.
All right. Bet.
So what we have left is Negroes in History for 200, Black Movies for 200, Sports for 400, and Negroes in History for 1,000.
Let me do my sports for four.
This is your last go-round. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, let me ride with that.
Sports for 400. What team was the famous Beast Mode run against?
The Saints.
It was the New Orleans Saints.
I'm sorry. Can I correct myself?
Correct yourself.
It's the Aints.
Oh.
Because if you go look at the history of the Aints before Drew Brees, they are trash. They were the Aints. They're going to be the Aints, and they will forever be the Aints. I love y'all. Peace out.
That is, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute. That's like when somebody say no disrespect and then just proceed to just disrespect the hell out. Like when Stephen A said.
I said what I said, and I stand 10 toes down on it. Give me the Saints without Drew Brees and show me the Aints.
Last year.
Captain Scully. You have a chance to win this game. You are down 400. You are down by 200 points. The score is 600 to 400.
Oh, damn. I did not think that one.
I asked you if you're sure.
You did. I didn't think that one.
So you have. So you have Negroes in History for 200, Black Movies for 200, or Negroes in History for 1,000.
Negroes in History for 1,000. We going for the fences.
Going for the gusto.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment where Lance gets mad. Because Lance has never played Jeopardy on the Ignite Show. And he does not understand of how I run it. Captain Scully, name a black cartoon character.
Are you serious? Hey, bro, please. Please.
Green Lantern. Please.
Which one?
John Stewart's Green Lantern.
Damn, I wasn't gonna make him say names, but
hey, I give it to you. I was gonna
that's
say
the only one that matters. That's the only one I used to watch anyway.
I was gonna say Static Shock immediately.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
was so easy. I almost didn't get it. I was struggling for a second. I'm like, did he mean like the color black? Did he mean nigga? Like,
hell, Black Panther, T'Challa.
Right.
What Lance does not know is one question
I feel set up
on my Jeopardy board is always just a gimme. It's always a gimme, but it's never in the same place. It's always somewhere random. So as long as you pick the right square, you basically get the points.
I'm going to take this up with the administrative board because I feel like the game is rigged.
I came back from a 3-1
lead. No. I don't want to hear that. Oh. The game is rigged. Should have got the opportunity to go again. And again, I was up.
Would you like to speak to the administrative board?
No. I'll make sure I DM them on Twitter.
Are you sure? We can go get them right now.
Yeah, bet. Pull them up.
It's the gun.
This is some straight up bull.
The gun under the bed.
I need my rules and regulations. I need my rights. We got to change them because that's bull.
This is giving Karen energy during Black History Month.
So, Doug Dimmadon. So, you asked to speak to the corrections board?
Yes, I did. I have a bone to pick. I feel like the Jeopardy game, the Black Jeopardy game was rigged. There is no reason why that question should have been the last question. You should have X'd that question out, and you should have made him go for the 200 points to make the game fair and easy.
Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
Captain.
It doesn't matter what your name is. Next segment, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yo.
Next segment, ladies and gentlemen. So it's hater time on this show, as we love to do from time to time. We like to let people show off how they're really feeling. So, Captain Scully, as the man who is born and fueled by hatred, let him have it. You got 2 minutes.
You know, like I tell them, you know, my alarm clock doesn't wake me up. Hatred wakes me up. So I'm going to tell you, normally I would go after Karl Malone, but right now I'm going to go after somebody else in the NBA family. Being that it's Women's History Month, I'm going to hate on the women a little bit, you know, give them equal opportunity. So,
hey, that's Larsa
Pippen. Fuck Larsa Pippen.
Okay.
Damn bitch ass. I'm tired of her, bro. Stop fucking the entire NBA. You are out here ruining families, bro. You're ruining your own damn family. Your son is on the team with the same nigga that you cheated on his wife with. And now it's like, bro, what are we doing here, bro? Why you keep fucking 20-year-olds? Can you not get a man your age? What is going on here? Like, yo, stop it. Stop. Get off the penis. All right? Get off of it. Leave it alone. Take it out. All right? Like, this is getting ridiculous now, bro. The whole damn NBA, you are like the Kylie Jenner of Cougars. This is ridiculous. Let's stop this, bro. This shit is getting out of hand. This shit getting out of hand now. Like, yo, what are we doing here? Fuck Larsa Pippen. Actually, no, stop fucking Larsa Pippen. That's the problem now. So yeah, like, yeah, that's where we're at with, you know. How many minutes I got?
You done. You done. You are done. Absolutely. Gillett, Lance, you got 2 minutes. All right. Go ahead and let them have it.
I'm going to let y'all have it. This specifically is for my boy Jeff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to say that whatever Lance is about to say is going to be extremely haterade and full of ignorance. And we here at D1 Ignite University may not believe his beliefs, but we do, however, find them funny. Thank you.
I remember one day. He told me about this player, and this player is who I'm about to dish all the dirt on. His name is Zach Wilson. Oh, they tried to compare him to Trevor Lawrence, saying that he could throw these off platform. He's the next Pat Mahomes. He's this. He's that. He's better than Pat Mahomes. He's better than Trevor Lawrence. Well, you know what? Sit your ass on the bench, bitch. Go fuck your mom's friend, bitch. Stay behind Mike White, bitch. Matter of fact, they should have drafted Trey Lance over you at this point because you suck so much ass, bitch. You are the epitome of the dookie stain that comes out of my drawers in the washer because your ass stank. You suck. Your mama suck. I fucks with you because you fucked your mom's friend, but I don't fuck with you at all because you, one, you're a white boy, and two, you can never compete with T-Law. I'm done.
He ain't even mentioned that he's a Mormon.
I ain't got to mention that. That's it. Cut.
Ladies and gentlemen, I may have made a great mistake allowing this to be a segment on this show.
Hey, you can hit my line. You sorry, said bitch, no Carl. While you on the bitch,
I was the only one allowed to be for NFL players. I thought that was in my code.
No. I got pure beef. And this is because of Jeff. I want you to know this is because of my friend Jeff, you bitch. Because there was no reason why your sorry ass should have ever been drafted number 2 overall from BYU. Your ass was trash.
Okay. Trash, no trash. 2 minutes, girl. If I could, I'd mute him after that. So,
Steve Young is from BYU, but that's it. That's the only person from that school to ever do anything in the NFL. Him and Fred Warner, the only two.
Facts.
I'm not gonna go. There was enough hatred in both of those red. I'm just gonna say.
You said no Karl Malone. I could have taken the safe route and gone after Karl Malone because he brought it on himself coming out of hiding.
Facts.
He and then bringing it up again.
He should have stayed on his farm.
Yep.
Should have kept his ass on that farm and been quiet. So, and then I found out more about the story.
So I'm just going to end the segment by saying this. Joe Lombardi, I hate you. I despise you. You wasted 3 years of Justin Herbert's career. And
I love you, Joe.
Hey, you can. And because of Joe, you get 3 years of Kellen Moore. So
exactly. Which one would you rather have? Kellen Moore? With the all comebacks, didn't you see the report? Amari came into the huddle and he was like, man, another comeback? Would you rather have that?
Was that a Ball Sack Sports report was that an actual report?
Joe warmed my heart.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're done with the negativity, but because it is Women's History Month in the month of March, you know we love our sisters out here. So I'm here to bring a little bit more positivity and to get Lance to shut the fuck up so we can end the show with this last segment of Captain Scully, tell the people your favorite female athlete.
I'm gonna tell them. Man, I gotta think about it. Asia Wilson, because that's my wife. I love her. I love that girl. I love me some Asia Wilson. Love me some Asia Wilson.
I would hope that you would say something more about her athletic prowess.
Sorry. No. Asia the GOAT, who's just fresh off of a championship. They about to win another one because, you know, now they got Candace Parker, the other GOAT. So I'm going to tell you, and she was a beast at South Carolina. You know, like, her grandmother could not even go to the school because of, you know, Jim Crow and all that shit. And now she got a statue built in South Carolina, bro. Like, that is inspirational. That is some legendary stuff right there. You know, shout out to Asia Wilson, the GOAT. And I love her.
There is that. Skillet, your favorite female athlete. All right. I'm going to say this very calmly. Serena and them yams. I love you, baby, because when you be swinging that tennis racket, hey, that's the GOAT. Tell me somebody else who on this planet, I'm not talking man, woman, whatever you classify yourself, name a better athlete than Serena Williams. She almost won the Wimbledon 9 months pregnant. Come on now.
She was pregnant.
Come on now. Name somebody else that could do that.
She's the most accomplished athlete.
Drops the mic right there.
She's the most accomplished athlete on the planet. I can't argue with that. She's definitely the greatest American athlete of all time. And I only say that because I don't know enough about other countries to really put them in the conversation. So to be fair.
Plus it's Black History Month, so fuck Tom Brady.
Hey, it is that. So,
and Zach Wilson.
I would like to say, too, because I can cheat because this is my show. I'm going to start off with my basketball GOAT. It's not Lisa Leslie. It ain't Candace Parker. But it is that girl who's been dropping dimes since I was wearing diapers, and Diana Taurasi. Diana Taurasi is the definition of a point guard. She can shoot the bitch from anywhere. She knows how to find her teammates. She can get her own shot. There's nothing she can't do. And to arguably the most respected female force in sports, RIP to her, is one of my favorite coaches of all time, Pat Summitt. Look now, for all y'all who didn't know Pat Summitt at Tennessee, how she was running the NCAA. Yeah, there was Gino and the girls at UConn, and they had they run, but he don't like Texas people, so that's not none of my concern. But Pat Summitt was running Team USA basketball for the girls. She was winning natties with the girls. She coached Candace Parker. She was just taking women from the heights that they already made to new heights. Why? Because she is one of the GOAT coaches. She is up there with Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson. Actually, she got the Greg Popovich seal of approval. And damn it, she ain't need his. He needed hers. And there's many, many coaches in this world that I would not let say a word to me. When Pat Summitt talks, I would shut the fuck up. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how I'm doing things in this show. But thank you for tuning in to another episode of the one and only D1 Igni University podcast. Captain Scully, tell people how you feel for your final thoughts.
I'm going to tell you, it feels good. You know, the month of March is the best month of the year because it's my birthday month and niggas turning 27 because I'm old as hell. I'm old enough to date Larsa Pippen at this rate. And so, yeah, you know, it's lit out here and, you know, shout out to us. And yeah, and obviously I got to say something, bro. These damn athletes, bro, whether it's Jalen Carter, John Moran, or Brandon Miller, y'all got to chill out. Y'all gotta chill out. Like,
y'all make too much money to be pretending. Pretend like you got some financial literacy. That's what I want you to do.
Not even just pretending, but I'm like, bro, y'all just out here doing stupid shit. Like, it's gotta be somebody in y'all's ears. Like,
somebody needs to be in your life to tell you that's dumb. But
put the gun down.
Put it down, Ja. Lance, final thoughts to the people.
Man, great show. I want to tell everybody, take care of each other, love one another. Especially if you black, if you white, I love you, but you like a distant cousin to me. But
I fucks with everything.
They sleep with their distant cousins.
Yeah, they distant cousins. Unless they from Alabama, then I rocks with them. I rocks with the country white boys. The country white boys get you right. But yeah, man. A distant cousin is still family because we love all people, black, white, brown, yellow, purple, orange, or whatever, because you can all listen to the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast that has come to you semi-live from multiple undisclosed locations. So like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving, and we out. The University.